Baseball started in the 1800s, and Maggie Sokolick says writers made up colorful ways to describe the game. After all, in those days, there was no television to watch the national pastime.
A lot of those phrases hit a home run with Americans, so today, even people who don't follow baseball might still talk about doing something right off the bat.
And if you can imagine a baseball striking the bat, that instant that things happen, things go very quickly. So if you need to do something fast, you might want to do it right off the bat. Similarly now, if you have a large plan, say in business, in which you need to accomplish several tasks, you might tell your colleagues that you've touched all the bases, you've contacted people, you've covered your bases as well. That is, you've prepared adequately.
Which means that you've probably gone beyond rough estimates or ballpark figures.
Often if we're talking and perhaps we're negotiating, we might say, you know, we're not even in the same ballpark, meaning my figures are so different from yours that we're not even communicating about them.
Why a ballpark?
Well, we have this notion of a ballpark as being a sort of rough area. The playing field doesn't really have a definite boundary. The diamond itself does, but what extends beyond the diamond doesn't have a specific dimension assigned to it. Similarly with time, an inning can be 5 minutes, an inning could be 50 minutes. It just depends on how long it takes to get all the outs in.
And it's still, if you get three strikes, you're out, right?
Exactly.
That's not just in baseball anymore. We hear that now in laws. I know in California, what, you commit three serious crimes.
Yeah, three felonies, and then I think it's a lifetime sentence after that, and it is called the three-strike law. Three strikes and you're in prison. I think a less happy baseball metaphor than most of them are.
Do you have a favorite baseball expression?
I think the ones that I like, there's a lot of baseball expressions that really focus on people making mistakes, because errors in baseball are sort of what make the game interesting and exciting and also make us scream and tear our hair out in the stand. So when you talk about people being off base or way off base, in fact, that means that, you know, they're really quite wrong. And there's also the term to call someone a screwball, which is a type of pitch, but it also means that someone's sort of crazy and not thinking straight. If we talk about someone who's really capable, we talk about them being on the ball.
Do you see that our baseball vocabulary is evolving, especially since we are attracting athletes from outside of the United States, from Central and South America, from Japan? Do you find that with these players coming into the United States that they're also bringing a new vocabulary into baseball?
Well, interestingly enough, not a lot. And the reason is that American baseball vocabulary has begun to travel overseas. And so the language they bring with them, in fact, is that which was exported to begin with.
Now, as far as creating new terms, Maggie Sokolick at the University of California at Berkeley says American baseball is in a slump. Still, there are more baseball-related phrases out there than most people realize.
In fact, University of Missouri professor Gerald Cohen tells us the earliest citations for jazz had nothing to do with music. San Francisco newspaper writer Scoop Gleason used the term jazz in 1913 to describe enthusiasm and spirit on the baseball field. If you have a question about American English, bat it our way. Write to VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA, or word at voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scurbel.
You may play music, you may play baseball, you better hit the right leg, boy. Don't I'll be kicking in your stall if you don't hit your right leg. Yeah, you got to hit your right leg. Better hit the right leg. Don't you can't carry no bacon home.